And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now, I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio with Pierce. Good morning to you, Pierce.
Good morning.
And Pierce, you're now a stranger to Lifeline, to Near FM. You've been in many a times, but we haven't seen you for a few months now. So the last time you were in, I think you were talking about doing a new, I suppose, health and fitness morning programme.
Yes.
40 minutes for €2, something like around in Parnell. Did that go ahead?
It did. It got even better. We've gone down to €1.80. So you get 10 boot camp classes on a Wednesday and Friday morning in Parnell's. And it works out at €18 for 10 classes. So we've had a really good positive feedback from it. People are getting fit. They're feeling the benefits. People are dropping dress sizes. And this is really now when people start or should start to focus on the next big event. And it's always in events, isn't it? So Christmas is just around the corner, or, you know, the staff do, and people just... their mindsets are starting to think slightly differently. So I suppose what I would really like to talk today about is being able to help people get in the right frame of mind to drop a dress size or a jean size, if you like jeans instead, who knows. But yeah, the classes are doing fantastically well. We're looking at probably putting on an evening class soon as well.
I was just going to ask you that, yeah. Because of people going to work, it'd be, how do you make a profit from doing it that cheap?
It's funny. I have that hour free.
Yeah.
So the way I see it is that I'm giving something back for the hour that I have free.
It's great. It is a great idea. And for people who drop their kids at school can pop in for the hour and do their workout. Mm. Is it very intense?
No. And the reason why some people that can come into any type of class-based environment can feel quite intimidated because they see people giving it their all.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, I don't know if this is for me. I've always had one very clear outlook for anyone that's new coming to it. It is that it's not at the person's pace in front of you, behind you or beside you. It is your pace. And as you give 100% of your pace correctly, you get the improvements quite quickly.
Okay.
So I focus more on your technique and your timing. And then obviously after that, then you get better, you get fitter, and you've the right, you know, you do the exercise correctly.
So it's one morning a week?
It's two at the moment. So it's Wednesday mornings from 20 past 9 and Friday mornings from 20 past 9. The class lasts only about 40 minutes. It shouldn't last any longer than that because it's enough to get you burning into your fatty acids.
Grant, and is it a particular age group or is it up to everybody?
If you've, you know, like I said before, if you've got a heartbeat and you're up for it, come on down.
And you can go at your own pace.
Your own pace. It's what I encourage people to do, is their own pace. So the boot camp is a circuit style class. So we've obviously, it's like what people would have gone through some years back. I just tinker with the times to get the best benefit from you. So every time you go in, the class is different.
All right.
Okay. So you can't actually go, oh, I know what's next. It's constantly evolving. And that is really good because then, you know, it makes you give your all.
And are you using equipment or is it just exercise?
We use a mixture of your body weight, and we use a mixture of resistant bands and some kettlebells. So,
oh, kettlebells, there. Yeah. I've heard a lot about them and seen the results from people using kettlebells.
Mm.
And it seems brilliant. Do you do this to music?
Yeah, we do it to music. Quite loud. When I say quite loud, it's enough to get you going.
Yeah.
We have done it before without music to see people's reaction to it. It can make the class more intense. It can make the class probably even more intimidating. So we actually now go with music all the time, a good high beat music.
Mm.
And people then actually end up falling into the beat of the music as they're going through the circuits.
Yeah, I think it's a lot better. Like, I've done Samba, and when I've done exercise, I think it's a lot better to do it to music. I think it's more enjoyable anyway.
Yeah, well, listen, so part of it's feeling good about it.
It is. And Pierce, we're talking about losing our, dropping the dress size for Christmas to fit into that little black dress or those jeans, as you said. Doing this alone twice a week, could you drop a dress size, or do you have to diet as well, look after your diet?
Oh, you have to. And it's something that I say to everyone. It's 80% your nutrition intake and 20% your exercise. So, you know, it's about keeping active, but it's having the right mindset to eat correctly as well. We tend to have it the opposite way around.
Yeah.
We tend to 80% exercise and 20% not eat correctly. And that's one of the biggest downfalls that people have, is that they've done recent studies on this, and this is even changing this with yourself can really help you drop that dress size, is that most people are on what they call their diet from Monday to Friday. Mm-hmm. Now, diet means lifestyle. So essentially what you're saying is that I have one lifestyle from Monday to Friday and I have a different lifestyle for Saturday and Sunday, Friday night. Yeah. So when you look that up and you change that and you break it down and look at it over the space of a year, it is approximately a third of your diet or lifestyle has been off for a year.
Mm.
So you're essentially chasing your tail.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and it's when people actually realise, oh my God, so Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, which most people probably recover. People are there going, well, don't go out on a Sunday. Most people then don't eat on a Sunday because they're recovering from whatever they've been up to the weekend. So they essentially starve themselves, which can be as detrimental because it really affects your metabolic rate, how you burn calories. So you've got to be on it all the time, but have an awareness and understanding that it is a lifestyle choice. You do have to live, and that, yeah, you can treat yourself, but a treat shouldn't last nearly 2.5 days.
Yeah, because I often found, you know, at these Slimming Worlds, and when I used to go along on the night you got weighed in, and if you lost your pound wherever you'd go, then and splash out that night, and that's not really the right way to do it, is it?
No. Again, I mean, it works for a lot of people, which is fantastic. And I've seen some incredible results out there with people that have gone the club route to lose weight. You've got to create sustainable results. Mm. So, but you can't create a reward system. And that's what people tend to do. The clubs don't create the reward system. We as people create the reward system. So we're thinking, okay, if I get down the pound, I'll treat myself.
Yeah.
Then the treat turns into a cheat, and then before you know it, you're up 2 pounds.
Mm.
Probably in a day.
Yeah, that's so true.
Through the wrong choices.
So hard to lose and so easy to put on, isn't it?
Because it's easier to make the wrong decisions.
Yeah, that's true. So if do you give advice on nutrition when you go along to the class to...
We get asked for hints and tips. So we give out some hints and tips. We do, obviously, health and wellness coaching. So, you know, a core part of our business is being able to coach you on either a small group, a corporate, or a one-to-one basis, and coach you to your goal. So we give out hints and tips, but when you come on board and we actually take you on and we coach you, we really get into the nooks and the crannies of what decisions you're making, change your lifestyle and get you on the right track.
And I suppose it is, you know, a lot of it is kind of educating yourself. And I have very bad habits. It's getting out of those bad habits and just educating yourself on what is good for you, instead of falling back into bad habits and it's an easy way. And, you know, it's so easy to kind of go on, as I said, your diet for the few days and then you fall back at the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It is hard to kind of get into a healthy way of thinking and of just sticking to it.
See, we tend to put labels on absolutely everything. And then before you know it, it's almost like when you were in school and you had to fill out your journal for what homework you had to do.
Mm.
And it can look quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because we label everything. So when you're saying, you know, it can be quite hard to be healthy, they're just making small changes in the day to your eating habits. So if I'm saying to you, okay, Debbie, you're eating twice a day. You're eating in the morning, mid-morning, and then you're eating, you know, early evening, and that's it. It's not enough.
Mm.
So I'd be saying, okay, you've got to eat early morning, mid-morning, afternoon, mid-afternoon and evening, but it's not all that much. It's small bits of food of the right foods at the right times. So you're eating more of the right foods, but then you're fuller for longer because of the right foods. And obviously, you need to hydrate as well. So it is really about balance.
Mm.
But when we label stuff, we tend to feel that it is beyond our reach, which is so untrue, because we were put in a pattern of feeding from birth. And I've got two little ones at home, you know, Jack and Molly. And myself and Helen, you know, Jack is almost 2, Molly's just gone 6 months. And you're looking at it and you go, okay, I feed these guys, and Helen, we feed these guys at certain times. So as we get older, we make decisions based on our feeding times and we remove feeding times out.
Mm.
Now, where we get results is by getting you to feed yourself and hydrate up to 5 times a day.
So you're better to eat little and often.
Of the right foods.
Of the right foods. So what do you say when people say, well, these right foods, as you say, are too expensive and we can't afford to be buying healthy food? I mean, we've seen this all the time. It's easier to eat junk food, or it's cheaper to eat junk food. And
again, they've proven that isn't the case. What happens is, and I was watching a TV show there, myself and Helen were watching a TV show there the other day, and The Health Divide, I think is what it was called. And people naturally just want to get through the shop because it's almost like a chore.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, you essentially switch off to what it is that you buy, and you shop by price as by quality. Now, people think quality costs more, but not if you look for it. The right foods are there.
So what should be, I suppose, the essentials everyone should have in their cupboards, like for us, the right foods?
Okay, so you're looking for, you need protein throughout your day. Okay, protein builds lean muscle tissue.
Right.
Won't build you big and muscly. It will build lean muscle tissue. Big and muscly requires an awful lot of work in the gym and a very much larger amount of proteins. And that's what, when we coach you, we tell you how much protein your actual body needs a day, and we break that down into your foods.
Okay.
Foods that you like. Mm. Foods that you may not have tried before but end up liking because it's something new.
Yeah.
So you need your protein. So you've got to look at, you know, for people who like eggs, eggs are great, especially in the mornings. You've got good balance of proteins and fats there. Oily fish, you know, salmon, mackerel, all of this good. So you're getting good omegas as well for your
brain.
What about
tinned fish? Is that as good as, could you use like tinned tuna, tin of salmon?
I eat tinned tuna.
Yeah.
You know, I don't eat a lot of it. My little one, Jack, he eats tuna. But you're developing a taste. I didn't develop it. I give all that credit to Helen. You're developing that taste bud with the children from an early onset.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's where we've got a real opportunity now, with a new generation coming through to be able to bridge that gap. It is not a million miles away. It's on your doorstep. The answer to all of our woes is in your supermarket. It's just shopping where you haven't shopped before.
It's really, I suppose, people don't know really what to be putting in their trolleys. I know, as a mother of four, you kind of go, get the same thing, do the same dinners over and over again. It's just re-educating yourself and getting the right foods. Do you know, as I said, the right proteins, whatever else you need. It's habits that you have to break. I mean, I'm in a habit, I think, for the past, I don't know how many years, with food. You know, try when you're shopping and getting the same things. And as I said, you have to try new things as well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're quicker to try something new that we know isn't good for us than something new that is good for us, because it's how it's presented. It's done, it's packaged well, it's glossed up, it's nice, and it's easy to say, yeah, I'll have some of that. And look, oh, it's cheap. But the good food's also cheap. I mean, most supermarkets you walk into, you hit with the fresh fruit and veg immediately before you end up naturally slipping into maybe the fish and the butcher area, and then all of a sudden you're into processed.
Yeah.
So you need to be back shopping there. But what we look at is, well, if I buy that veg and if I buy that piece of meat, I have to prepare it.
Yeah.
Whereas if I move here, it's already prepared for me.
Yeah.
And that is one of the major cruxes that we feel we don't have enough time to, you know, make
to
the foods.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily that we don't have enough time. It's just some of us don't have the know-how.
Hmm.
And you're not looking at making a Jamie Oliver or Gordon Ramsay special. You're just looking at making something that you can eat
simple
and get
and
the benefits from it.
I'm sure there is simple and quick menus you can
easy
make.
I mean, our website has some simple and quick menus.
Do you ever do an evening of like a talk like that on I suppose what to buy, how to cook it, and instead of just doing one to one, do you do a group meeting on that?
We have explored the possibility. We are looking at probably doing a wellness day, you know, people will come and they'll be there for a few hours, and we'll have guest speakers that will be able to change people's way of thinking or perception of food, etc. And we've toyed with the idea of doing one in early 2018, so probably February 2018. Again, we're in the process. It's funny, are you sure you're not a mind reader?
No, I just think it'd be a great idea, and actually give a list of what we should be buying and how we should be preparing. I think it would be really good, because from me, I'm very stuck in a rut, buying the same type of food, and I'd like to change. But when I get, like I said, to the supermarket, you just want to run through, get it over, because you've something else to be doing.
Yeah. I just on this one, and I'll be able to give some tips on to drop the dress size. I've looked at some of the clubs that are out there, and I've looked at their menu systems and how, you know, to eat. And I've looked at, you know, the makeup of some of the meal plans that they have and how they are on a nutritional wise, like your proteins, your carbs and your fats. And they're quite good and they're quite balanced. So that got me thinking, well, what is it then that people are not really understanding? And they don't know why they need to do it.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it's almost like studying for your junior cert and then being given the answers.
Yeah.
You know, there's no real, the head doesn't hurt there to actually say, well, now I understand why I need to do this.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So it's all there. You just have to know why and understand how it works. So boy, that's what Wellness Coach does. We break it down for you. We say, okay, your body needs X amount of protein a day for you. This is the reason why. Because based on your measurements.
And it just sounds so simple what you're saying, and we all should know, but I'd say half of us don't exactly know what we should be eating.
No.
Protein and...
The thing is, we do. It's almost like if I was to say to you, Debbie, can you cycle a bike? You'd probably say, well, of course I can.
Yeah.
I'd say, okay, the person next to you, if you could ask them or tell them how to cycle a bike in 10 seconds and 3 steps, it would take a bit of thinking, wouldn't it? Now, you would eventually be able to do it, but it would take, that's the head hurt part,
yeah,
that I call
true.
It. You know, that's the bit where you're going, okay, I know the answer is in there, I just have to think about it and do some research. And, you know, we spend more time through social media and stuff than we could literally take 2 minutes away from that and look at why I need protein, why I need certain types of carbohydrates, and why I need certain types of fats. And educate ourselves, because it's all there. It's readily available to us.
As you said, it's to educate yourself. It's just to learn and to educate and find out exactly what we should be.
Yeah, bridge the gap
and should be doing. So that would be a great idea to have a full day on what we should be doing through exercise, what we should be doing through shopping, and what we should be eating. I think that would be a great.
I would love to take a group of people to a supermarket.
Yeah.
And show them where the good foods are and.
What
they should be putting in the trolley, and they probably find that it would cost less on that shop than it would on.
I think that's a great idea.
Some of the other
ones. Bring 20 women along.
Bring the whole lot of you along. It'd be fantastic.
It would be a great idea. I'll get you 20 women and do that. But if it is something you're going to do in the new year, do come back. Let us know.
No, we will.
Now we said to drop the size dress size for Christmas. And you spoke about the class you do 2 mornings a week around in Parnell's, which is just around the corner from us. What else have you got going at the moment?
So that would be essentially, if you can make those two classes to when we move it to three, that's essentially your exercise done.
The week,
okay. As far as your intense exercise. If you've got a dog and you want to walk the dog or get out and just in a brisk walk some of the evenings and exercise is not your thing, you know, people say, well, I went out walking and I walked for an hour. But the walk is at a quite slower pace. So if you can go at a pace with purpose, where at the end of the walk you've got a bit of a sweat on and hydrate as well, that's your that's your aerobic based exercise. Oh my God, we're 60 to 70% water. You have to drink the water. It makes everything work. You know, it's, if I was to say you're lining up your ducks, it's duck number one is your water. The reason is that when you work aerobically, you're burning more calories and then your metabolic rate is actually firing better.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be what I would say of our five hints and tips that we could give to drop your dress size is get your aerobic based exercise in. So if it means coming to our class where we have a mixture of aerobic and anaerobic, so lifting some weights and gaining some lean muscle tissue, that would be number one. If not, get out and get active. Okay. What I like about this time of year is the country's about to go Operation Transformation nuts. And everyone then almost thinks, right, I can do this. You can do it. You just have to focus. We have a facility available for you if you're in that frame of mind to come down and join the class. A great sense of community, getting to know new people. It's beyond affordable. You know, just get active, get out and get active. Another one then is obviously, like I'd say, is you need to lift some weights and get some lean muscle tissue onto you. And that is based in our classes as well, because what most people do is a natural part of dieting is that you do lose some muscle mass if you're not keeping on top of it. Hmm. When that happens, it can affect your metabolism. So you're not burning calories as efficiently as you should be. Okay, and unfortunately with some of the clubs out there, that's what happens, is that most of the people's weight loss is through muscle mass in the initial days. So that's where in week one you've lost, woohoo, I've lost 3 or 4 pounds, and week two I've lost nothing. But in week two you've been better than week one.
Exactly, yeah.
And that? You're always wondering why. It's because the body then starts to, as you're eating differently, your lean muscle tissue starts to build back up again.
Right.
But you're essentially smaller than you were. So that's why I never really focus on the weight.
Yeah.
I focus on the size and what makes the size up.
Oh.
Okay? Water. We've spoke about water. I mean, as I said, it'd be duck number one. Get the water right. Get your aerobic-based exercise. Get both in. Two and one in the class. You're getting aerobic and anaerobic in the classes that we do. Eat plenty of fiber through real foods. Real foods like your, you know, anything fibrous, fruit, veg, it's packed with nutrients, but the soluble type of fiber, because it creates almost like a gel and slows the, you know, the food process down through
the
digestive system.
Fiber?
So soluble fibers would be in the likes of your fruits and your veg and stuff like that. And
soluble.
as it's breaking down, it almost creates like a gel type substance that literally slows the digestive process down, and you do feel fuller for longer.
Right.
Most of the refined foods and sugary foods that are out there have little or no soluble or insoluble fiber. So essentially you get this hit of sugar straight away. There's no real process happening, and then it's on to the next. So more real food, if it's fallen from a tree or it's come from the earth, or if it, you know, roamed the field one day, they're your real foods.
Go back to basics. That's really what it is.
That's all it is. It's we. And then when I say that everyone can do it, it's the truth.
It is really. I mean, I know we all, a lot of us are eating this processed food, and if you do go back to basics, I mean, if you think back years and years ago, there was always overweight people. There wasn't that many overweight people like we have today with child obesity and everything. I mean, a lot of it's processed food. So you're right. Go back to basics and
listen. Full fat milk. People are finally drinking it again because, like, you know, butter, both of them got a bad rap for so long. You know, research as it gets better and more refined realize actually this stuff is quite good for you because we're not putting sugar in by removing a cultured fat.
Yeah. A little bit of, what's they say, the full fat milk, a little bit of butter, of the real butter.
Real butter.
It's reduced.
So we've got aerobic exercise, lift some weights, drink some water. Okay, what I would also say is eat real food. Okay, everyone knows what real food is.
Okay, for people who don't, what's real food?
We just, like we were saying, if it's fallen from a tree or it's come from the ground or, you know, roamed the field, food that you probably have to put a bit of effort in to cook it yourself, but in moderation.
Yeah.
Not huge amounts. That would lead me on to the next one, is eat mindfully. There's been an awful lot of study into mindful eating, and that is for you to listen to the cues that your body has given you. Because it'll tell you when it's hungry.
Yeah.
And then eating at a controlled pace until you get the cue that you're full.
Yeah.
We tend to not eat for such a period of time that we're starving. Then we gorge.
Then shovel it all down.
And it's all gone in. There's really no chewing process happening. There's no real signals to the brain to say, I'm full, you know.
Yeah.
So be mindful about what you eat. And by doing that, you then get almost like the synergy between the physical you and the emotional you. So the emotional cues that, okay, I'm full now, or the emotional cues that, okay, Debbie, you need to eat something or drink something. That gives you choice. When you're in line with the emotional cue, you go, okay, because I have choice now and I'm not essentially shoveling food in, I have choice to make the right decision on what food I eat, as opposed to losing control and eating the wrong foods because you just need something.
Yeah,
and we've all had that,
I need something. Pierce, I can't believe it's nearly half an hour and we have to go to another interview.
It's okay.
That's been so interesting. But start coming back in again. I know you've been busy, and in the next 2 or 3 weeks we'll speak about something else.
Yeah.
Is there any numbers or web address you want to give out? People are listening, they want to find out more, because I know there's loads more we could talk about.
Yeah, wellnesscoach.ie is our website, and my number is up on the website, but for those who may want to contact me after the show. Take my number down. It's 083-163-5971. For those who do want to get that dress size off them and make it sustainable long term, give me a buzz and we'll see if we can book you in.
And the class is once again in Parnell's Wednesday morning and Friday morning.
€1.80 a class. You pay for 10 classes, €18. It's an absolute bargain.
Yes. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.